Chandler.
Hey, Pastor Tony, what's going on?
What in the world is going on?
I'm confused. What in the world is going on?
What is going on?
Yeah.
There we are.
That's right.
Now we're in the groove.
Well, I hear we're recording this on
a day.
A Tuesday.
Might be
Tuesday.
It's certainly.
But it's supposed to snow a lot on this day.
Yeah. So stay careful, brothers and sisters. And it is cold in this room.
Yeah, Tony's shivering a little.
Chandler's wearing a hat. I'm not.
Anyways, let's go over some things.
Yeah, what's happening this week?
Well, February has begun. And with a new month comes a new memory verse around new life.
That's right.
So this week, or this month, we're going to memorize together 2 Corinthians 2:14, which says...
Go ahead, Chandler.
But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us into triumphal procession, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere.
Brilliant.
Nice.
He's got it. He's already done. So we're going to do a new memory verse.
Yeah.
Just to throw Chandler. No, just kidding. What a great passage for us to be meditating on this month.
Yeah. It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
At our worship night this Wednesday night, this week, which is Wednesday the 3rd.
That sounds about right.
Yep. Wednesday the 3rd at 6:30 p.m. there'll be a worship night here at the building where we gather as a family and worship the Lord and study that memory verse.
Yeah. So make sure you're there. It's for the whole family, and we'd love for the entire church body to be there if at all possible, because
yeah,
it's always fun to be together.
Also, this week on Thursday the 4th will be a men's Bible study at 6:30 here at the building, getting close to the end of Acts.
Yep, we are.
There'll also be a women's Bible study that begins at 9:30 with fellowship, going through the book of Hebrews at the building.
Mind you, when we say getting close to the end of Acts, that means there's probably another 6 months left or so.
Seriously?
Probably.
Okay. I've just heard some of the men chattering like, oh, we're getting close to the end.
Man.
But they don't know.
Well, I mean, they should.
They should know, yeah. All right, cool. Also, this weekend, Saturday morning, we'll usually have a doctrine study at the building for high school students. However, I'll be out of town, so that study will not take place this Saturday, but we will meet next Saturday.
Yep, and that same Saturday, is slightly overlapping, which if you're a student and you're involved in the video ministry, don't worry about making that meeting. Come when you're done. But there is a video ministry on Saturday the 13th, beginning at 10:30. Be here if you're involved with the video and arts ministry at New Life. We would love to have you. If you're considering, even just come and maybe sit down at a camera and even at the switcher booth and see if it's something you'd like to participate in. We'd love to keep that ministry growing. It's a really important ministry for many people who aren't able to join us physically on Sunday. They depend on that ministry.
So, yeah, Jesus told us in Matthew 28, go into all the nations making disciples. And it's cool to see how the video is being watched in many nations.
Yeah, absolutely.
And while I don't think that's a reason for us not to go physically, but it is a means to minister to the nations.
Certainly. And it's an avenue that God has made available to us.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
All right, we don't have a newsletter in front of us today, so we're kind of just winging it.
Which we don't normally wing it, right, Chandler?
That's right.
Yeah, usually we're...
Scripted.
It's scripted.
Someone's actually holding a
cue card.
Huge poster board.
But the gentleman who's helping us today, the poster board is blank.
Yeah, he forgot. So,
but he's smiling.
Yeah. Doing a good job.
Great job. So, we also have service on Sunday. We'd love to see you there.
Yeah,
9:30.
That's important.
Yep.
I'm going to miss you guys.
And this is important. Everybody listen. This week is Potluck Sunday. We're going to be breaking bread. We're going to have communion together, and that will transition right into our Potluck Sunday. Chandler won't be there, so the dish that he usually brings needs to be brought by somebody else.
Right. Which is a bag of chips.
Yeah, which we might be in the positive there. I'm not sure. as far as the
depends on if consumption, you like chips or not.
Yeah, right. Well, how many chips do you consume in a sitting?
Like at the potluck, I probably don't take any of the chips that I bring.
Okay. Oh, then how much of the other food do you usually?
Depends on what's there, I guess.
A bag of chips worth?
Yeah.
Okay, so then we'll be ahead.
Right. All right.
Hope you like Oreos, because we may be bringing some Oreos.
That's what the Minnells bring, typically.
Yeah.
Bag of Oreos.
Yeah.
It's not a bag. Well, it's...
Well, I mean, it's
sleeves
plastic.
In a bag.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, last week we covered a little bit of the Old Testament canon, how we got the books in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah, it can be a hot debate, a dangerous topic for someone who thinks Scripture is not inspired by God, but it really is a healthy historical study to consider as we look at Scripture.
Yeah, and then it's from about 430 BC to the about 60 years after Jesus's, or no, sorry. From about 430 BC to when the New Testament starts getting written, there's nothing written that's canonicalized.
That's right. There's a dry spell.
And then about 60 AD is when all the New Testament books have been written.
Yeah. Or a little after that, but yeah absolutely.
Somewhere around there.
Yep.
This is what I'm teaching right now in the doctrine class, so it's a little fresh in my mind.
Right on.
But anyway, so how do we get the New Testament, Pastor Tony?
Well, it just, you know, Peter had a vision, it came down from God, and there it was. He printed it on a Heidelberg press.
Yeah.
No, right. Actually, that's not quite true, but.
Well, I think it starts with the what rule or measure do we use to say this is a New Testament book? And like the canon of the Old Testament, all the books had to meet certain requirements. The New Testament as well had to meet certain
absolutely
requirements.
Nothing. There are examples of non-canonized New Testament books that are far out there. They're not historical and certainly not inspired by God, which never ended up in the canon.
Oftentimes people hear them called the Forgotten Gospels or the Forgotten Books, but what the secular world, I guess, doesn't understand is the church has always known they've existed.
Yeah. It's
from the moment they were written.
It's not a mystery.
No.
It hasn't met even close the threshold of what Scripture ought to meet in order for it to be included in the canon. And so they'll bring them out, you know, PBS or Nova will do a study, and oh my goodness, Jesus was he was married.
It's crazy.
And we found his burial box.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. It's ridiculous.
You know,
actually,
the Gospel of St. Thomas, according to Thomas, is one of these forgotten books. Yeah. And it says some crazy things. For example, it says that Jesus told Mary that he was going to make her into a man so that she can be saved.
It's pretty sweet.
And obviously that's thrown out because it doesn't.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. But what is the rule? And that leads us to John chapter 14, verse 26, where Jesus tells the disciples, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all the things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." So, the initial rule that we use to determine if a book should be in the New Testament, or that was used by the councils back in 300 AD, somewhere in there, was, is it apostolic?
Yeah. Well, Pastor Chandler, I feel like I wrote something that should be included in the canon of Scripture. So what do I need to do in order to make that happen?
You need Paul to confirm what you're writing is.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So let me get right on
that. Or Matthew.
Oh, wait a minute. So that can't happen.
Right. So it's either the rule is in the New Testament, the books are either written by the apostles or apostle gives authority to a certain book, like Paul would have said Luke is legit.
Right.
And that Acts is legit.
Right.
And Mark would have been confirmed by Peter.
Yeah.
However, there's two books, Hebrews and Jude, that don't have either an apostle as an author or an apostle as authority. What do we do with those two books?
I think it Are you lobbing a question to me?
Yeah, just throwing it up there.
Okay. I think it has to do with Polycarp, the early church fathers, and their direct connection to the apostles themselves. So, like, Polycarp was discipled by John, who also quotes from these books. And in his quotation, he confirms, and in his quotations, affirms their canon authority, but based on how he presents it as the word.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That's a quick little...
A synopsis.
We'll have to get into it more later, but we're on a time crunch.
We're crunching time here.
Hope that makes sense.
Yeah. We're glad you joined us. Make sure you write us with questions. We're getting tons of questions. I want to get your question, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't hardly keep my email...
It's full.
It's just crazy. Actually, it might not be so crazy, so.
All right.
Give us a ring.
Blessings.